AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The bodies of six aid workers from World Central Kitchen have been moved from Gaza to Egypt. They were transporting food in Gaza and were killed in an Israeli airstrike. The AP's Julie Walker has more on the seven people in all who were killed.
World Central Kitchen posted a video to X in March of Australian aid worker Zomi Frankom in Gaza.
Hey, this is Zomi and Chef Olivier. We're at the Jirabalaf Kitchen.
Relatives describe Frankom as an outstanding human being who was killed doing the work she loves. The lone American killed, who also held dual Canadian citizenship, was Jacob Flickinger. He was said to be the team leader. Damian Sobo from Poland was known as a cheerful, friendly, and resourceful manager. Palestinian Saifedine Abu Taha was a driver and translator. The three British victims, John Chapman, Jim Henderson, and James Kirby, were military veterans providing security. I'm Julie Walker.
Speaking today at Stanford University in California, Fed Chair Jerome Powell says inflation is still high, but interest rates will be going down this year.
These recent data do not, however, materially change the overall picture, which continues to be one of solid growth, a strong but rebalancing labor market, and inflation moving down toward 2%. On a sometimes bumpy path.
President Biden and Vermont Independent Senator Bernie Sanders are joining forces to promote lower health care costs.
You and I have been fighting this for 25 years. Finally, we beat Big Pharma. Finally.
It caps various health care costs for those on Medicare. Sanders says he hopes pharmaceutical companies are getting the message.
The American people are tired of being ripped off and paying astronomical prices for the prescription drugs they need to stay alive or to ease their pain.
LSU star Angel Reese is formally declared for the WNBA draft. This is AP News. A new battle over election law is brewing in Georgia. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
The ACLU has already threatened to sue over Georgia Senate Bill 189, passed by Republican lawmakers, that would make it easier to challenge voter rolls and have people removed. Supporters say the changes will weed out voter fraud and that the current process takes too long. Opponents argue the law targets younger, poorer voters and could put legitimate voters through a legal ringer. A Texas-based group, True the Vote, and others have challenged hundreds of thousands of voters since 2021. The bill bans the use of rented P.O. boxes as a voting address and defines evidence for probable cause, such as registering to another jurisdiction or tax exemptions that point to an alternate address. It says that the national change of address list can be considered, but not as sole proof. Representative Syra Draper, a Democrat, says she can't believe Georgia is, quote, bending over to accommodate election deniers, conspiracy theorists, and unindicted co-conspirators. I'm Jennifer King.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.